News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So I tell you what, I'm about to go into number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Know Your Role. It's like when you watch a department of some, you know, level of governance that just steps out and does stuff, and you're like, what's that got to do with your job? And you look at it and go, man, just know your role, all right? Please, would you just, like, you know, stop screaming about equity and diversity and please make my streets safer, Mr. Police Department guy. I mean, so reality is, I saw so many stories about, you know, the effort to be woke and the effort to be, you know, seen as hip or progressive, you know, by departments that it's got nothing to do with their job, but they have to make sure everybody knows, our ESG score is going up because we talk about trees. Oh, yes. Well, for the love of God, know your role. Well, I'm going to do that in a few minutes, but I got a break from that for a minute. I have a question. My monologue earlier was on reading the room, and I talked about the fact that there are politicians right now, not the least of which are the Durant campaign and the Ivy campaign, are both being called upon to go to forums and to do debates with their opposition. I get it. They're both in the lead in the polls, and they're in what I call do no harm mode. I would love to hear from some of y'all. I'm going to open the phone lines up for this. And for the next little bit, if you want to call in, I would love to hear your opinion. How would you imagine Kay Ivey would do if she was on a stage having to debate Lou Burdett, who was on my show yesterday, Tim James, who was on last week, and Lindy Blanchard, who was on earlier this week also? Or Dean Odle, for that matter, who hasn't been on the show yet, but nonetheless, how would you imagine that Kay Ivey would do if she was on the stage with her opposition in a debate format? I'd love to hear your opinions on that. 866-494-9866. Likewise, if you want to comment on the same thing with Durant, I mean, if Durant was on stage, how do you imagine he would do with Mo Brooks and Katie Britt? How would he do in an actual debate format? Your opinions on that's all I want to hear. 866-494-9866. We got a few minutes here before the break, but once we go to the break, if you call in, we'll still take those calls, all right? So just know this. I'm curious. In a final days of a primary, with the two lead candidates avoiding being seen on stage or being heard in sound clips with their opposition, how do you think they would actually do? I got some thoughts on it, but I would love to hear your thoughts on it. So there's that. That's coming up here. You just go ahead and open the phone lines there, copper, 866-494-9866. All right, so let me tell you this before we go to the break, because I did run long on my last segment. I'll just tell you that the break's coming up fast here. But listen, ZLA Solutions, these are friends of mine who are doing amazing work. In fact, I talked to the guy who runs ZLA, one of the guys who runs ZLA, and I said, man, I think I need you on the show because you see businesses all over the state. I want to hear how Bidenomics and supply chain is impacting your business. And he said, yeah, absolutely. So he's coming on probably early next week. That being said, they're still doing an amazing job. I mean, ZLA Solutions is so good at what they do. I mean, they literally, their goal in life is to make your business better. They will come in, they'll help you with your supply chain, they'll help you with your sorting and containment, they'll help you with your quality control, but they'll also, by the way, do their bread and butter with you, which is staffing. If you're having any trouble at all finding a workforce for your employee site, then yeah, folks, ZLA Solutions can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They will get you a workforce like you do not believe. And they can do it blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, check them out. Their website is zlausa.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. Copper, I see the phone lines ringing. You just go ahead and tell our caller we got a break, but if he'll hold on, we'll take it. You want to tell me, folks, how do you think Ivy would do in a debate? How do you think Durant would do in a debate? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Call in. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I see I got a caller on line four that hung on through the entire break, and I sure do appreciate that. So let me grab line four, JC from Hartsel. JC, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, I reckon.
Well, good. What's on your mind, man? You got a thought on Kay Ivey or Mike Durant doing a debate?
Yeah. Kay Ivey, she just don't seem to be a leader. She seems, to me, more like Biden. She's staying home, staying in the basement, trying to stay out of trouble.
Okay, I can, and I think a lot of people might feel that way. What do you think about Mike Durant? Could he debate?
Well, he kind of reminds me of maybe a John McCain, maybe. He's a so-called war hero, but he's more of a Democrat, but he wants us to vote for him because he's a war hero.
Wow. I don't trust okay. him. Well, so... Okay, I hear that. So that's your opinion on him right now. How do you think he would do on stage in a debate format with Mo Brooks and Katie Britt?
I really think Mo would outdo them all. I mean, we know Mo, and I've seen nothing in him to turn me off. And he's not my favorite person in the world, but we know what he stands for. And I believe okay. he could eat Durant's lunch and Britt's too.
Okay. All right, JC. Well, I'm not sure we'll ever get the chance to see it, but I do believe there's probably going to be a runoff in that race, and I would not be a bit surprised if it wasn't Durant and Brooks, and at that point, maybe they will finally debate. But all right. Hey, JC, thanks for hanging on during the break, man. We appreciate that very much. All right. That was JC from Hartsville. Listen, the question is, if you want to call, I'm going to go into my next section of the Triple Dipper here, calling it Know Your Role. But in the middle of all that, let me just say this. I've got a question that I want to hear from my listeners on. Do you think, or how do you think, Kay Ivey would do if she would agree to a debate with, you know, Lou Burdett and Tim James and Lindy Blanchard and, you know, Dean Odle? How do you think she would do on stage, standing next to them and having to sort of, you know, go point on point on the issues? That being said, I want to hear what you think about it, too. Right now, Mike Durant, they're saying, won't agree to a debate. So how would Mike Durant, in your opinion, do if he were on stage next to Katie Britt and Mo Brooks? I mean, they're staying away for a reason. The large part of that is probably just what I call the do-no-harm mode. That's where they're basically saying, oh, Lord, don't get up there and mess it up, man. Don't get up there and, you know, say the wrong thing or get caught having them staring at you trying to make a soundbite out of it. So all that to say... How do you think they would do? Could they handle it? Would they make it work? Or would it be a debacle? I'd love to hear your thoughts. 866-494-9866. All right, next part of the Triple Dipper is this. Calling it Know Your Role. Know Your Role! Hey, you, know your role. All right, so you look at things and you go, why did they do that? Because they don't apparently know their role. You know, not the least of which is, and I briefly talked about it, was it yesterday? I'm sitting here right in front of me. I've got an article from Political Insider, and I've got a copy, much bigger, you can hear it. Big. Department of Defense Equity Action Plan, dated April 2022. Yes, that's right. The Department of Defense, in the midst of an environment in which we have a war in Europe, we have a growing near-peer problem with... Our sort of Cold Wars type adversary, China. We have North Korea launching more missiles. We have a force modernization effort underway to bring us up to full capacity. We have vaccine mandates, which have become controversial within the force. We have all these things happening, but it's very important that the Department of Defense issues its equity plan. An equity plan, because... that's what we're concerned about with our military, is that there's equity. Well, so the equity plan, as I mentioned to you the other day, yeah, it does some things that I guess are honorable. I mean, so they're going to focus on initiative to correct environmental damage sustained by lands primarily inhabited by Native Americans that during military testing. They're going to do things like try to assist with places like Guam that may have had damage done to their landscape by, you know, practice bombing runs. You've got things like rearranging the defense supply chain to open up opportunities for underserved. I got news. Don't disrupt the supply chain. And what I don't trust them to, by the way, do this well, if they're going to rush to underserved communities, those underserved communities, I'm fine with that as long as you don't disrupt the supply chain to reallocate the supply chain. And oh, by the way, make sure they're fully capable of doing what needs to be done. Things like bolstering programs aimed at assisting communities in the area of military bases, such as American Indian initiatives. It's the Department of Defense. And I understand being a good neighbor, but is it really the role of the Department of Defense to have to do, you know, cultural awareness? And anyway, how about this? Increasing culturally responsive teaching strategies to meet the needs of all Department of Defense education activity, which, by the way, means they're incorporating diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 8 DOD education school districts. I attended one of those when I was stationed in London, England. Yeah. So there's that. Let me read to you what is on page 14 of the DOD equity plan. The Department of Defense equity plan, according to page 14, under the section that is titled Advanced Health Equity in the Military System, says DOD policy prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender identity. Oh, here we go. Or identification as transgender. Provides a means by which individuals who meet applicable standards may access into the military in their self-identified gender. Provides a means by which transitioning, service members may obtain gender-affirming medical treatment and recognition of their self-identified gender and seeks to protect the privacy of all service members. The department is taking steps to fully implement this policy. The goal of the Department of Defense should always be to win wars and to establish the national defense. And I do not believe that in the current environment that we find ourselves in, that a DOD equity plan is an indication that they fully know their role. And I question the level of politics involved to push it to that point. All right, here's the other one. Know your role. Wow. Know your role. How about Disney? Know your role, Disney. Disney got the smackdown. So I had this story printed out from last night from the Washington Examiner. Well, it got ramped up today. I can find it in any number of sources, not the least of which is the one on Fox. So literally, the Florida Senate and now the House, as of about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, passed legislation because Disney totally forgot itself. Disney totally forgot itself and decided to get out there and become, a bit of a bully in the era of public policy, slamming the members of the state legislature and Ron DeSantis' administration for daring to take a conservative stance on transgender and gender fluidity type education in the K-3 arena. Why would you fight for that? Well, Disney took a hard stance and said they're going to do everything they can to overturn it. So the legislature and the governor's office just came back and said, you need to know your role. And oh, by the way, those special privileges you've enjoyed under state law, they're gone as of today. That was huge. Disney just totally forgot his role. Totally. And they got the smackdown for it. All right, let me jump over to a call. Question on the floor right now is, how do you feel Kay Ivey would do in a debate with her opposition? How do you feel Mike Durant would do in a debate with his opposition? I got a call from line one, Bruce from Hazel Green. Hey, Bruce, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Doing well, Phil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you think?
Well, I believe, since she has never done a debate, would lose big time to either Lou or to, I can't think of his name right now. But,
Tim James.
Tim James, correct. She won't debate anybody because she's like Biden right now. She needs a cognitive test to see what she's doing. She doesn't know where she is half the time.
Okay, and so you believe she's more of a basement politician right now?
Correct.
All right. How about Mike Durant? What do you think about that?
I know Mike Durant pretty well. I mean, he's a good businessman. He does a lot of things for the community. I'm a veteran, too, of 20 years in the Air Force, so I know he's got leadership and he can do that part. But I don't believe he's got the mentality to sit there and be in that jungle in D.C. I think Mo is more. I really don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but he's more in tune with what's going on in D.C. than what Mike would be at this time.
Okay. So you think that Mike would suffer on the stage if he were standing there with Katie Britt and Mo Brooks pinging him? Do you think he would be able to hold his own with it?
I don't think he would.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Bruce, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. Yeah, folks, I've got some opinions on this, too. I won't share them just yet, but I'd love to hear anybody else. So we're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back from that, if you want to call in, we got some time. We got some time. I'd like to hear, what do you think? Could Kay Ivey get on the stage? How would she do if Lou Burdett and Tim James and Lindy Blanchard and Dean Odle were poking at her and asking questions and making confrontations? How would Mike Durant do if he were on stage with Katie Britt and Mo Brooks? I'm curious your thoughts on that. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me just honor that and say, hey, Steve from Huntsville, how you doing today?
Yeah, it's actually my first name's Walker, but most people think it's my last name.
Okay.
So I go by Stephen, my middle name, Stephen.
Well, what's on your mind, man? What do you think about this debate question?
Anyway, Katie Britt. I think they're underestimating her. I've done a little research, and she's not a dumb lady. And she did the singing on Easter at her church. The governor's race, Blanchett.
Yeah.
Miss Blanchett, yeah. You don't want to get in a debate with her either, I don't think. And the problem is, with the Mormon guy that's been in there forever, is the fact that he talked against Trump, and this is a red state, and I think it's going to hurt him.
The Mormon
guy. I've got a call coming from my supervisor. I got to go. But anyway, I'll listen to what she said.
Okay. All right, Steve, thank you. I'm not sure where the Mormon guy who's been in there for a long time, I'm not sure what he was saying, but all right. So listen, we're about down to it. If you want to call in, you certainly can. Here's my thoughts. I think first of all, me speaking off the cuff, not off the cuff. How off the cuff can it be? I've got a 3-hour show. But anyway, my thoughts on this are not unlike some of the rest of you on Kay Ivey. I do not think she would do well on the debate stage. I think her people know that. I don't think they want to put her up against some very dynamic personalities like Lou Burdett or Tim James or Lindy Blanchard or Dean Odle. I don't think they want her having to stand next to them and have them be able to out-talk her. I don't think she has the passion in her voice these days to be able to jump in or to hold her own if they interrupt her train of thought. I think that's just the way it is. Now, Mike Durant, I'll be honest with you, I feel like Mike Durant could do it. And I think Mike Durant's persona, as he's presented himself to the general public, is the strong military leader. And so I do believe that if Mike Durant were to get on stage, he may not have the same personality as some of the others. He may not have, but they don't. We have three widely different candidates in that race. So I do believe that on the issues that we're going to find a more solid, conservative, experienced position out of Mo Brooks. I think we're going to find a dynamic personality and the ability to talk and be quick on her feet from Katie Britt. But I think that Mike Durant is probably hurting himself a little bit by not debating because his persona is, I'm the strong military guy. I can handle the issues. And so I believe, though, that based on what I know of him, that if he were to get on stage, he could probably hold his own in a debate. Just get ready for it, get out there and do the best you can. Kay Ivey, I don't think she could. And I think her staff is probably wise to keep her from doing it. Much as I believe that it's reasonable to think that she should have to get on stage and debate, especially once she gets into a runoff, because I believe there will be a runoff. I don't think that she could present herself in as, I mean, I'm not saying it's a cognitive thing at all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's an energy thing. I do not think she has the bandwidth, the energy to keep up with that level of fiery discourse that happens sometimes in a political debate. There's my thoughts on it. I got another caller on it though right now. I'll grab that real quick. Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I wanted to say that I think Governor Ivey, I mean, she can, she's been a politician a long time, so I wouldn't underestimate her in a debate. But I do agree that it's difficult as you get older cognitively to handle that rapid fire question and be able to do the recall that's necessary to be super sharp in the debates. But at the same time, she's well loved. So she's just thinking, you know, sort of like the Biden thing where if you just hide long enough, you might slide in on that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely think Ro has more aligned with our North Alabama and the whole state, really, but he really understands it, and he is probably the smartest person running, if you ask me. I think Katie Britt's good, but she's establishment, and she's I'm very, very concerned that she would be a rhino. Very concerned. And the other guy, I can Durant, is that his name? If you're not willing to get on stage and debate, I'm not interested in you.
Okay, so all right, how do you think, based on what you know of Mike Durant, how do you think he would do on stage in the debate?
I'm not sure. I think he can hold his own on the issues. It's that I've got to see his personality on the stage because people can fall flat. I just haven't seen him all that much. I don't know that much about him.
And I think it's a great point, Lee. I think that's part of what's missing is people get the opportunity not just to hear what the responses are, but how they're delivered. And it's kind of like earlier today on the show, I had, you know, comments about the war zone in Ukraine from Biden, and they were so flat and unemotional and reading from his notes as if he really didn't care, but he had to say something. And but at the same time, you can see someone say the same things and be kind of fired up and animated, and you get the feeling of leadership. And right now, I think that's important, and I think that's part of why people want to see a debate. They want to compare them just in terms of how they deliver their comments, not just what they say.
Well, you can sniff out authenticity. The public can. And that's why Biden falls flat. He's not authentic at all.
Wow. Lee, great call, as always. Appreciate you. All right, folks, we're up against the break, but coming back after the top of the hour news, the Grand Council, Dale Jackson, Jeff Poor, and me, pinging each other with questions left and right. See how we do. It's one of my favorite segments, and from what we hear from y'all, it is y'all's too. Grand Council, coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You stay tuned.